In this bulletin, Labor says it's not to blame for the energy crisis. Firefighters in Spain struggle to contain bushfires. And in the AFL, Gold Coast has overpowered the Adelaide Crows. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek has rejected claims that the energy crisis is Labor's fault. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has accused energy companies of trying to game the system by taking advantage of the energy crisis and forcing an unprecedented intervention by the market operator. And both major parties have blamed each other for the crisis. Appearing on Channel 7's Sunrise, Tanya Plibersek says Labor could not have caused the energy crisis and that the former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce failed to act sooner.
Oh, come on, what nonsense. Anybody who believes this is a problem that emerged in the last 4 weeks is just fooling themselves. This is what happens when you have parties in power who for a decade spend more time fighting each other than solving the problem. Barnaby and his mob had 22 separate energy policies and they never landed one of them.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expects Russia to intensify attacks on the country. It comes as Ukraine awaits a decision on whether it will be granted European Union candidate status. Mr. Zelensky says he expects Russia to increase hostile activities against Ukraine and other European countries. French Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne says the lower house election result is a risk for the country. President Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance has lost its parliamentary majority in the National Assembly, and with it, control of the reform agenda. Ms. Borne, from the centre-left Territories of Progress Party, says she'll work towards forming a majority of action to guarantee stability in the country and carry out necessary reforms across jobs, schools, healthcare and energy. But she says it'll be a challenge.
La situation est inédite.
The situation is unprecedented. The National Assembly has never seen a configuration of this type in the Fifth Republic. This situation constitutes a risk for our country in view of the challenges that we have to face, both on the national and international levels. But we have to respect this vote and consider its consequences.
Mais ce vote, nous devons le respecter et en tirer les conséquences.
Firefighters in Spain are struggling to contain bushfires in several parts of the country. The worst affected area is in the northwest province of Zamora, where more than 25,000 hectares have been destroyed. It's forced evacuations in at least 10 villages during a heatwave. Planes and helicopters have been deployed to support more than 500 firefighters in the area. The National Indigenous Television Network, NITV, has won its first Logie for the SBS co-produced documentary Incarceration Nation about the oppression of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in the justice system. It topped the category for Most Outstanding Factual or Documentary Program category, with the SBS program See What You Made Me Do about domestic violence also nominated. Comedian and host of Lego Masters, Hamish Blake, took home the Gold Logie and the newly named Bert Newton Logie for Most Popular Presenter. And the ABC's News Breakfast journalist Tony Armstrong has won the Graham Kennedy Award for Most Popular New Talent. Mr. Armstrong has thanked his mother in his acceptance speech.
There's a lot of people I need to thank. First off, the old cheese, my mum, Margaret Ann Armstrong's a superstar. She's done everything for me. She's been a superstar. Wouldn't be up here without her. So big thanks to her. And please give her a clap. She'll love it back home.
To the AFL, the Gold Coast Suns have beaten the Adelaide Crows by 43 points with a final score of 116-73. But the win was marked by Suns defender Will Powell suffering an horrific leg injury. He was carried off the field by Medicab and has gone to hospital. Suns coach Stuart Dew says it's a bad injury.
Yeah, well, it's clearly nasty. Ankle and leg. Generally, if the ankle does that at different times, you know, there could be a fracture in there as well. So we'll support Powley, and we spoke about that after the game. You know, we still need to celebrate the goodness of this win, and we said that if Powley was in the dressing room, that's exactly what he would want.
I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.